Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
What's your name again?
Joyce.
Joyce. I'm calling regarding a charge I have on my credit card from your company. I have no idea who your company is.
May I have your zip code, please?
12524.
And that first and last name, please.
Pardon me?
Your first and last name,
Robert
please.
Smith.
Did you say Robert?
Yes.
What's that last name?
Smith, Smith.
Okay, give me one second, please. Give me one second, sir. I'm trying to locate an account associated with you. And you did say that zip code was
5-2-4.
12524.
Correct.
Okay, sir. At the present time, I'm unable to locate an account associated with you under that zip
Well, I have
code
a
or
charge,
any.
$49.97.
All right.
Transaction date is January 14th. The posting date is January 15th. You want a reference number? I can give you that.
I will do your name, sir. Let me see. And what's the address associated with the account?
11 Hawthorne Court, Fishkill, New York, 12524. That's why I'm saying I have no idea what Perfect Energy or PRFEC. Energy is. I have no idea.
Right now, sir, I'm not associating an account with pulling up anything with your name. I'm typing your name, the zip code.
Well, I have a charge on my credit card for $49.97 from your company. What does your company sell?
We're actually a third-party call center, and we service multiple companies and over 100 different products. And at this point, sir, I'm unable to locate an account associated with you right now. May I have the last four digits of the card?
7976.
Okay, give me one second. No, sir, I'm unable to locate anything associated with that right now. I'm sorry, I cannot locate an account associated with you with the name, the zip code, or the card number, the last four digits of the card.
Okay, I'll have to contact my credit card company then.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir, and thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.